AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Tensions between federal agents and the public continue to boil a week after Rene Good was shot and killed by an ICE agent in Minneapolis. Confrontations with agents are being caught on video.
Stop kneeing him in the face! That's his face! Stop it!
Back up or you'll be arrested for impeding. Back up.
I am backing. That's fine. It's icy.
Be careful.
President Trump is threatening to invoke the Insurrection Act in Minneapolis at the United Nations.
President Donald J. Trump and the United States of America stands by the brave people of Iran.
UN Ambassador Mike Waltz renewed threats against the Islamic Republic despite President Trump's efforts to lower the temperature between the two adversaries.
The regime is solely responsible for the economic misery of the Iranian people and the repression of their freedom, and they will be held accountable.
The U.S. was joined by Iranian dissidents to rebuke the government's bloody crackdown on nationwide protests that activists say killed at least 2,600 people. President Trump confirmed on social media Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado, the winner of the Nobel Peace Prize, left the medal for him to keep. The two met today.
I presented the President of the United States the medal of the Nobel Peace Prize.
The President says Machado is a wonderful woman who has been through so much. The President announced the outlines of a health care plan he wants Congress to take up. The plan comes as Republicans are under increasing pressure to address rising health costs after lawmakers let subsidies run out. A federal appeals panel reversed a lower court decision that released former Columbia University grad student Mahmoud Khalil from an immigration jail, bringing the government one step closer to detaining and ultimately deporting the Palestinian activist. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks closed a bit higher on Wall Street and edged closer to the all-time high they set early this week. The S&P 500 rose 0.3% Thursday, breaking a two-day losing streak. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 292 points. That's about 0.6%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.2%. AI-related stocks did well. They got some help from a strong profit report from Taiwan Semiconductor, a major supplier to the industry. NVIDIA rose 2.1%. Treasury yields climbed in the bond market. That came after some encouraging reports on employment claims and manufacturing in the Northeast. The yield on the 10-year Treasury rose to 4.17%. Seth Sutel, New York.
The Defense Department says it's revamping the military newspaper Stars and Stripes to focus on reporting for our warfighters and eliminate woke distractions. That message left Stars and Stripes ombudsman concerned that it was a threat to the outlet's independence. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.